The peasants were ordered to give their livestock to the state, but the owners of cattle killed the cattle rather than give them up to the hated communists. This double loss of needed food enraged Stalin, who declared that the kulaks had to be wiped out completely. Sometimes the so-called kulaks were shot, sometimes they were deported to remote regions of the Soviet Union and never seen again. This being how Russia's most skilled and most ambitious farmers were treated, the message was clear. Try to better yourself as a farmer and get yourself killed. Despite this first round of Stalinist terror, Soviet industry grew rapidly by 1932. The price was the destruction of the bond between workers and peasants, upon which Lenin had placed such great importance. Even family ties were cut. Soviet children were expected to denounce grain hoarders, even if they were their parents. Literally millions of innocent peasants starved or died of disease, especially in Ukraine, while surplus grain was exported overseas to raise funds for industrial growth. Even before Hitler came to power in Germany, Joseph Stalin had already murdered millions.